very much.
This is a tender moment.
Very much.
Many people don't know your channel. If they've just tuned in.
Yes.
And know you for Peggy Finish DeBrow for the EMF balancing technique. They wouldn't know what's gone on since, I would say, 2012 and beyond.
Right.
And you started channeling how long ago now in that form that you do now?
I don't remember the year, but I remember we were in Australia. It was one of the last times we were there. Mm-hmm. You took a chair and you put it on the stage. Mm-hmm. And you said, it's time for Peggy Phoenix to broke to channel. And it was like 600 people. And you said, sit, have a chair. Then the last thing you said to me was, just go blank.
That's right.
That was my thrown into the water channeling. And there's one other person I want to mention, because I didn't mention her, is Marilyn. Mm-hmm. And watching the people, how everything has grown from that time that we went out to Australia. Mm-hmm. We said hello to the world. Mm-hmm. And doors started to open. Mm-hmm. And look where we are now.
Yes.
Oh my God, I love us all. I am just loving us. It's just where it is in this moment.
Peggy is like this, and every time I've been with her, she is just so loving. She loves everybody all the time. I watched you go through the dark night of the soul. We talked about it before.
Oh my.
And in that time, you were still the way you are. And this is one of the litmus tests of do we act as we teach? Are we the people you think you are? Or do you get off camera and be someone else? And you've never been anybody but Peggy Phoenix DeBrow.
One of the things I've said is I've been learning to love in many new ways, in ways I never thought I would or could. Mm-hmm. And we all are. Hmm. We all are.
Well, let's go into some channeling. What
Let's
do you think?
Do channeling.
Okay. I'm going to ask you to begin, and then Crying will take it.
Of course.
From there.
A pleasure. I am Anya. Here in the time of the great evolution, initiator of the universal calibration lattice, reminding you. You are greatly loved, inviting you to love greatly. And so the meld with the channel becomes stronger. For in this time, we are going to activate some templates that are within your lattice. It is an offering of a gift for today. The octahedrons, there are 36 of them within your universal calibration lattice. And in this gathering, in this moment, each one here with their own entourage. And know there is a great celebration that is occurring multidimensionally. Can you feel it? We are here to encourage you to continue to grow in your strength, to continue to know more of who you are and how to express yourself as a multidimensional being of the universe. To explain the name, Universal Calibration Lattice. You are universal citizens. This is the moment you have been preparing for. World citizens and beyond, to take your place within the universe. Each one of you, a unique expression of the universe. May you come to know the power of that truth. May you come to know the joy of how to express in this way. So you have seen the lattice. Calibration, we gave that name, for you will continue to calibrate, spiraling upwards again and again in the energy of infinite love. It is our intent that in most times you will have smiles and laughter, and there are times there will be tears, and you are encouraged to continue to learn to love in many new ways. As the channel had said, for that has been her task of these past few years. We told her it was coming. We told her we would help as much as we could. But it was then for her to choose her response. And that is true for each one of you. Your response and your joy and your new opportunities that are coming because of the challenges of this time. Do you feel that? Do you know that? And lattice. Beautiful energies within the lattice. Some have called it a trellis, but it moves, and the energy moves through the lattice, and it's flexible. And so we speak to you core to core through your universal calibration lattice, and you respond. You calibrate according to your inner wisdom, for you are saying yes to yourself, to the energy of your wholeness, to the energy of your holiness. And in this time that we have together, we would like to introduce to you who are new. There are layers within this lattice, and one of the layers has 36 octahedrons to it, templates, each one located, looking very similar through this system in your energy anatomy. And yet, what makes them unique is each octahedron is imprinted with your own symbols, your own configuration of who you are. And it is for us now to celebrate that you are coming into new levels of what it means to be unique and united. Do you like that? Standing side by side, encouraging one another to be as bright and as strong as you choose to be, as you can be. And that will bring you to the new levels, to the new ways of thinking, expressing, and being. And so we wish to bring into your consciousness this template that starts at the heart, starts at the throat, expands at the heart. Hold on, channel is in the way. Hold on for a moment. Taking a breath. She has taught this before. We have some new information. This template of infinite wisdom starts at the nose, expands to the shoulders, and meets at the heart. This is the template of infinite wisdom. You may tap the area of your heart and your high heart center. Visualize a beautiful golden octahedron. This is your template of infinite love. Infinite love. To be aware, the energy of infinite love may flow through you in new ways, transforming you multidimensionally all the way through to your physical. The template of infinite love. And then there's an octahedron, golden octahedron for each hand, the templates of infinite compassion. Raise your hands, feel your hands. This beautiful golden template filled with the symbols that are uniquely yours and the wisdom to know when to give, when to receive, how to give, how to receive, putting the hands together and feeling the unity within your own being. The blessings of wholeness are now yours in ways you have not experienced before. And in that wholeness, you give yourself permission to be more present, and we ask you to focus upon your feet, the templates of infinite presence. Right foot, left foot, move your feet, move your toes, golden octahedrons present with your unique symbols. We invite you now, and some of you may be feeling the cooling energy throughout your entire being, because here is the message. It has been given for many years, but we give it to you now in this way, with the ability to anchor this energy through these templates. Your solar plexus responds, for you know what is coming. The key to freedom is to be fully present. How many years? How many of you have spent wanting to leave the body, to be above, to observe? And now you find that to be free, to be present, and to do that which you came here to do is to be as fully present in your body as a multidimensional being can be. Do you like that? Yes? No, you have company. For the more present you become, the greater you anchor through the change upon the planet, the transformation that you came here to do for yourself personally and collectively, to generate the new energies, to co-create together upon the planet, the new human, the new earth. Feel the opening through your solar plexus. Give yourself permission to be fully present. And the last template that we would like to activate in this unique time, in this very special way, in this very special gathering, in this now time and in the now times to come, from the crown to your center above, is the template of infinite wisdom. It is time for the brains to function differently, for the energy to rise through the spine, for you to connect the dots in ways that brings forth the wisdom of what it means to be a Lemurian starseed, to be born of the earth and of the stars, to think, to reason, to see, to be in the ways that are now open to you. The earth is ready to support you, for all is complete and ready for this time, this moment. Take a breath and just relax. Know that there is great strength in softness. Know that the energy of infinite love is alive, electrical, and transformative, and it is yours, and you are about ready to run through that frequency, through your entire nervous system, your body, your new energetic lattice as it continues to evolve. You are ready. Are you?
Yes.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Indeed. Indeed. And so it is. You have arrived to this moment to come into this energy of wholeness. So there is the template of infinite love. You didn't know you had an energy center on the end of your nose. You do. Comes to the shoulders and then to the heart. Template of infinite love. The hands, the templates of infinite compassion. The feet, the templates of infinite presence. And the crown, the template of infinite wisdom. No pressure. We see you becoming a little more concerned. Release that. This is you in your natural state. The filter that kept you from knowing this, from all the work that's been done, and the bringing together of the talents, skills, and abilities that you have seen here, you will continue to do throughout the world with one another and co-create the new expressions of Lemuria. Build upon what has been. For we, your star mothers, your star fathers, your star brothers, your star sisters, we are excited to see what you will do with all that you are learning and becoming now. It truly is in your hands and your heart. Breathe deep. And so it is in the energy of infinite love. I am Anya, here in service in the time of the great evolution, reminding you you are greatly loved and inviting you to love as greatly as you choose. Enjoy. Together, let us affirm, and so I am, and so we are.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Cryon of Magnetic Service. Aware I am of this day, of what is being said, of what has just occurred. Aware I am of those in the chairs and those in the chairs who are listening in the future, for I've said it before, it's the same. Time is not what you think it is, dear ones. For you, it is linear. For us, it is all at once. There is no difference between you right now as you sit there and you 1,000 years ago in another body. For we see your soul as you. And the name is yours, and the name is the one we sing in light, because we know you. You're part of a family which is so much larger than the one you think you're part of. And I want to tell a story. It's going to be the story of you, but not the one you expect. And not one I've necessarily told in this fashion before. A grand story that stands alone in its purity and its truth and its accuracy. But no scientist will agree. If you want to know about beginnings, you're not in luck today. Because you see, there are none. And this is a premise that humanity and human by human cannot conceive of. No beginning, no end does not exist in that which is your linearity. Humans think of everything as a string. How long is a string, you say? Well, it's as long as you want to, but that string has two things in common, a beginning and an end. And this is the way you think about absolutely everything, your life, a beginning and an end. Anything you can think of, a beginning and an end. The universe, a beginning and an end. You think of this because that is the way your reality seems to be. If you understood about time, the multidimensionality of the things that we've been speaking of, you would start to understand more than just a circle. What if I told you that that string had no beginning and has no end? That's when you say, well, you have to tie it in a circle, and we say, oh, no, you don't. That's just the image you want to make you happy with that concept. What if something always was? Would you say there was a beginning of God? And suddenly, all the theologians will say, no, 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 because God always was. And so you say, well, if God always was, that would mean that the creations of God always was. Then you would argue, or discuss, depending upon your attitude, what God created. What if the Creator, who was always there, and never had a beginning, always had a creation? That would mean that universes were always there. Yes, dear ones, there are multiverses even today. You think your universe is beyond measure and size and all that. Think of that multiplied. There have always been multiverses. And there is a creative system that goes to make another universe on a regular basis. How do you like it so far? Always was, always will be. However, within the scope of that, there are creations all the time. One of them would be your universe, created from other multiverses that were always there. Now, they had their time of creation, their time of ending. from ones that were always there before theirs. How is it that multiverses would create a new universe? This is a physics that will someday be acknowledged and seen to be true. Right now, they're even talking about the potential of multiverses. From what they have seen about that which you have called your Big Bang, which wasn't. It was something else completely. Your universe is a result of other universes colliding, if you want to use that word in a special way, but they don't collide. There is in physics many kinds of physics. You think that perhaps physics is physics. In other universes, in other even galaxies within yours, physics is a bit different because it responds to that which is created that makes it. Ryan, you talk in circles. Yes, I do. I talk in circles because you don't have the lines that connect them yet. You don't know what they mean yet. There is something I will describe as a membrane. It's an energy membrane that surrounds a universe, that makes it a universe. But if you have many universes together, a multiverse, you may have a situation where occasionally those membranes touch. And when they do, dear ones, there are sparks. I'm being metaphoric. The membranes touched and yours began. What you think of as a Big Bang wouldn't make sense even to a child. If the child says, "Where did you come from?" and you give them the picture and say, "In the beginning, there was nothing. And suddenly, there was everything." By the way, that is the Big Bang as discussed by physicists even today. Once upon a time, there was nothing, and then suddenly, there was everything. And as even a child, you say, "But wait a minute, didn't the everything have to come from something if there was nothing?" And that's when the physicist says, "Go away, kid." You see, there is something else here. Even the beginning, if you want to call it that, of your universe had something special, a creation, a way. It wasn't matter created from nothing, dear ones. It was always there. But it was ready to come into a dimensionality that became what you know today as your universe. And then it began. The expansion that then slowly became the galaxies. The galaxies became other things. The matter that was zooming around settled down a bit. Billions of years took place. And in those billions of years, and this is the important part, the same processes that created life on your planet created life on many. Life is created naturally from the processes, from the elements that you all enjoy. The same periodic table of elements, plus or minus the ones you might not have discovered yet, are present everywhere. The same things that created that which is life on your earth created life everywhere. You have that in common. The elements are the same. And when you put them together with the same kinds of sizes of suns, gravity, atmospheric changes, water, what you get is many Earths. How could it be otherwise, you might say? How could you look at the stars and say you're totally and completely alone simply because no one said hello? And that is, by the way, a common theory. Since nobody has ever said hello, therefore they don't exist. Very common. There's a reason they haven't said hello. I'll tell you if you don't already know. They're out there. Slowly as this universe cooled, took its place, but continued growing. The galaxies formed the way you see them today. The stars, the way you see them today, the planets around the stars, the way you know they are today, even though you cannot see them, they're there. And in the scheme of things, life began. Where was Earth when life began on planets in your galaxy? And the answer was, it was in its infancy, doing the same things, because it's roughly the same age. And yet sometimes life is not sustained because it's not quite right yet. You had as many as 5 starts, dear ones, natural starts of life on this planet that also terminated. And when I mean life, I mean microbial, plant, or the very, very essences of the beginning of any kind of life. And it didn't survive because it couldn't sustain the circle, the cycle, that is necessary. Other planets had it and it remained. So they had a massive head start on you, millions of years before actual life began here. There was life in other places. The natural progression of life as you know it happened there. Until something was ready to change it all. I am not talking about your world. I'm talking about many others. They have their own creation story at a time where humans, looking much like you, had the spark of divinity arrive in different ways. Sometimes it was direct from the Creator. Sometimes it was from other places. But there had to be a first. Indeed, what you would call those who are angels or appear to be angels. Put the spark of life in a society and gave them the knowledge. The same thing that happened to you, from animal to magnificence. Made in the image of the Creator, they were just like you, and their civilizations began. The civilizations were not tests of them. They were tests of the energy of dark and light. And over a matter of a great amount of time, as you measure it, some of them went into ascension. They found out what multidimensional things were like. They realized the darkness they were in, and they pulled themselves out of it. Thousands of years would go by before they would realize that their consciousness had changed. Consciousness that became so high on their planet that they could even live hundreds and hundreds of years, and with their consciousness alone, they could change the very physics of their planet. Much like you now know the masters have done on this one. And when it was time and ready, they looked around and saw that it was good. And they turned their eyes upon another cluster of stars far away. And they put themselves in some of those other planets to start another planet to give them the same kinds of choices, to start building a family of ascended masters and planets that would change the vibration of the universe in the future. Eventually, with enough of them changed, with an ascension status of not that many planets, the universe itself would begin to vibrate differently. And when that universe became part of the multiverses of all the others, they would create yet another one, and another one, and another one. And the thing that would be the catalyst, the completeness of when it was time, would be the vibration level. How close could that universe ambulate and vibrate? Everything vibrates, dear one. How close could it vibrate to the master creator of itself? And when it got to that point, membranes would touch and another big bang would take place. I just gave you the cosmology of everything. And it's beautiful. And the one that was touched by the other one, and the planet had its chance to also go through the darkness and the light, make choices. Some did, some did not. Enough did. That when it was time, they looked around and said, it is good. And then they looked at another star cluster beyond theirs and another beyond theirs, and in it went. Dear ones, on it went for a million or more years. Two, three, four. Where was Earth during this time? Still trying to get a head start on life. Five times over a great amount of time, this planet fizzled when it came to sustaining the life spark. Finally, you got your photosynthesis. And when you got that and you began that which is the beginning of what you see today, other civilizations had come and gone, had gone into ascension, had then seeded other planets, and they had seeded other planets. You were the new kids on the block, believe me. New, brand new, fresh, not very old, dear ones, not old at all. And then you started going through your civilizations and your wars and all the dark energies that everybody else did. And while you were doing it, there were dozens of ascended planets looking at you. They knew who you were. They were watching what was going to happen, free choice. They couldn't come, they couldn't go, they couldn't touch you. And any others who might want to were kept away, and still are, by the way, so that you can go into that which is free choice, ascension or not, destroy yourselves or not, free will. Because it's with the free will that makes your decisions pure. Questions have been asked. Dear Crying, why doesn't God just turn on the light and everybody goes home? And that's because with free will, you get a chance to make it pure because your consciousness decides what happens here. They're all watching. The last one, the Pleiadians, went through theirs. And when they got to a certain place, they said, it is good. And they came here. We celebrate that coming here today. We even say, and I honor the one next to me as the teacher, Peggy, as it is above, so below. That is the phrase that says divinity is you. It belongs here on the ground with you and your magnificence, because at this juncture, you have just turned the corner and are beginning that which they had all hoped for. With free choice at this moment, a ball is rolling that cannot be stopped. It may slow, it may speed, it may get a little dirty for a while, but it cannot be stopped, and it's the ball of the new Lemuria. It is an ascension ball that is rolling in your time, in your history, that says this particular planet has made it into that odd place of learning what's next. Going from an old to a new, learning about going from one series of single-digit dimensionality to multiple digits of dimensionality. An awkward time, just like you watch your children go into adolescence, go through the gyrations of growing up and looking funny and acting weird. That's who you are. Right now, old soul, who's here, who's listening, now or later, these things I have just told you are true. Your science along the way that shakes their head at all of these things someday will admit it. And if they don't, and if they're stubborn, they'll have to. When those from the stars land here and say hello. And they will. Because the family does that. The Pleiadians know of their star seeds now. Because there is a time when you start to gather together. Acknowledge that you're there. What is the reason that they have not visited you so far? It is multiple. Number one, you don't believe in them. You're not ready. Number two, you still have an old energy that you're too dangerous. Do you know what would happen today if a vehicle of any kind, any shape, any energy decided to land on the White House lawn? Do I have to tell you what would happen? You are dangerous. You're not ready. There will come a time when a higher consciousness will actually expect them. That begins with that, when you start to hear your Star Mother and you cognize the reality of what I've just told you and the love that has gone into the creation of a consciousness made in the image of the Creator. As above, so below. You are the below at the moment. And you will have a time where you melt into that which is above and you can't even tell the difference. That's the promise of what is coming on the planet. Not now. Not in 100 years. But it's coming. But the difference between now and 100 years from now is going to be astonishing. And it's not going to be high tech. It's going to be high consciousness. And there is a big difference. That's what we teach. I came here in 1989. I was here when the precession of the equinoxes was in full swing, knowing very well that in the field was the potential that you would not destroy yourselves, as your scripture told you you would, as the prophets of old told you you would, and you didn't. And that, dear ones, is beautiful. That, dear ones, shows that there's a little bit of magnificence that you've missed here. And that's why I'm here. And that's why the star seeds that you met these 2 days are here. And that's why also the statement was made. You want to know who the star seeds really are? It's all of you. It's time to understand the potential. Is that correct? Could I be right? Could you really have come from another place besides here? I am in love with humanity for these reasons. The love of humanity is accelerated by watching the child grow up to an adult, to suddenly realize who they were, to have self-awareness, and start the journey of discovery. Who am I? How did I really get here? And what's really next? That's coming. And the more you expect it, the faster it will be here. Oh, I'll be back. There's more. But for now, and for these meetings, and for this time of the Star Seeds revelation, I say, and so it is.